Testing in the House Chamber, 129th Legislative Day.
The House will come to order. Members will take their seats. Visitors will retire from the chamber. The Sergeant-at-Arms will close the doors. Members and visitors are asked to please silence all electronic devices. This morning's prayer will be offered by Representative Horn. We'd ask members and guests in the gallery to please stand for the prayer and to remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance following the prayer. Representative Horn.
Dear Lord, we again come before you with strong emotions and great needs. I ask you to please let these be your words and not my own. God help us. Although you made us in your image, you have not made us alike. You have given us free will, and although sometimes we've made a mess of it, you've also given us the ability to overcome. We can learn. We can learn the need for patience. We can learn the need for candor. We can learn the need to focus on what can be done, not letting the possibility of doing one good thing be the enemy of the opportunity for many good things. We are one house, sometimes divided, but it is a house of many rooms, not just one frightful and enormous room. The challenges set before us are difficult and therefore hard to solve. Yes, we live in difficult times, made much more difficult by our individual will. As we face great challenges, help us grasp that understanding each other is not enough, but it's a good start. We ask your blessings on this house and on each one of us. As you reach down to grasp our hand, let us reach out and grasp each other's. Give us peace. Watch over our families, protect our soldiers, sailors, airmen, and even our Marines. All those that serve us in harm's way, hold us. Please hold us tightly in the palm of your hand. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The gentleman from Harnett, Representative Lewis, recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, the journal for September 11th has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative Lewis moves the journal for September 11th be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no.
No.
The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The journal is approved as written. Ratification of bills and resolutions. Clerk will read.
The enrolling clerk reports the following bills duly ratified for properly rolled and prepared for presentation to the Office of the Secretary of State. Senate Bill 270, an act removing certain described property from the corporate limits of the City of Durham.
Chapter bills will be noted. Special messages from the Senate, the clerk will read.
Special message from the Senate. Mr. Speaker, it is ordered that the message be sent to the House of Representatives with the information that the Senate adopt a report for conference with House Bill 211, Conference Committee substitute, a bill to be entitled to make various changes to motor vehicle laws of the state. When appropriate action has been taken by both chambers, the bill will be ordered and rolled. Respectfully, Sir Holland, Principal Clerk.
Noted.
Special message from the Senate, Mr. Speaker, it is ordered that the message be sent to the House of Representatives with information that the Senate failed to concur with Senate Bill 683, House Committee Substitute 6th Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to amend the laws governing mail-in absentee ballots, to restore the last Saturday of the early one-stop voting, and to extend the time of which the County Board of Elections need to replace direct record electronic voting equipment under certain conditions, and to temporarily authorize the county to test new voting equipment during simulated elections. Respectfully, Sarah Holland, Principal Clerk.
Noted.
Special message from the Senate, Mr. Speaker, it is ordered that the message be sent to the House of Representatives with information that the Senate adopt the report of conference Senate Bill 458, conference report, the bill to be entitled Act Designated Post-Traumatic Stress Injury Awareness Day in North Carolina, establishing a joint legislative task force setting cardiac arrest in student athletes, addressing parental consent and disposition of fetal remains, and authorize engagement with third-party toxicology laboratories to gather resources. When the appropriate action has been taken by both chambers, the bill will be ordered and enrolled. Respectfully, Sarah Holland, Principal Clerk.
Noted.
House Bill 29, Senate Committee Substitute, Third Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to require testing of all sexual assault examination kits for concurrence in the Senate Committee Substitute.
Counter, Senate Rule 36B.
House Bill 75, Senate Committee Substitute, Fifth Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to appropriate funds for school safety, require all annual reports school resource officers, establish certain school safety grant programs, require the development of recommended school mental health crisis response program, require annual reports of school mental health support personnel, express the intention of General Assembly that additional funds provided for instructional support personnel be used for funds additional to school mental health support personnel, require the Department of Public Instruction to study and report on school psychologists and school counselor positions to provide for 8 additional agents to the State Bureau of Investigation to support the Behavior Threat Assessment Program, consistent with the provision of the Conference Committee Substitute and Committee Report for House Bill 966 of the 2019 regular session for concurrence and the Senate Committee Substitute.
Counter, Senate Rule 36B. Message from Senate Cookery.
House Bill 283, Committee Substitute Number 2, Third Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to increase the punishment for assault with a firearm on law enforcement officers, prohibit officers, parole officers, increased penalty for assault on deadly weapon against certain emergency personnel, and to provide additional death benefit for public safety employees who are murdered in the line of duty, for concurrence in the City Amendment Number 1.
Counter, Senate Rule 36B. Members, upon consultation with the chair of the committee on redistricting, the chair believes that the committee will take probably most of the day to complete its work today. Therefore, instead of having folks come back tonight for any vote, we're just going to take that bill up tomorrow whenever the committee reports that out. And we would have session at 8:30 tomorrow morning, and there will be votes. For what purpose, gentleman from Columbus, Representative Jones, rise?
Mr. Speaker, for an announcement.
Gentleman has floor.
Republicans, we will caucus immediately following session in room 1228. Please be prompt.
Mr. Clerk, Chair directs House Bill 935, short title Social Services Reform, bill be removed from the Committee on Rules Counter Operations and calendar, Senate Rule 36B. Notice of announcements. For what purpose, the gentleman from Durham, Representative Hawkins, rise?
It's a little late, but excuse me, Mr. Speaker, suspension of Rule 12H.
That's no objection. Yeah, just suspended.
Appreciate it. And then a question for the rules chairman.
Representative Lewis, chairman, yield?
I do.
He yields.
With the announcement from Representative Jones about the Republican caucus immediately after session, I just wanted to get some timetable on how that impacts redistricting, which was supposed to be 15 minutes after session ends.
Thank you so much for the question, Representative. I thought we had actually sent an amended notice out, but the Committee on Redistricting will meet at 11 o'clock in room 643.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Gaston, Representative Torbett, rise?
Mr. Speaker, having submitted Representative's statement with the clerk, I ask that it be read in its entirety upon adjournment and spread across the journal, and would like to be recognized to speak to the statement.
It is ordered that the representative statement be read upon across the journal, spread across the journal, and read upon adjournment. The gentleman is recognized to speak to a point of personal privilege.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen, members of the House, for the past few years, Operation Lifesaver has been observing National Rail Safety Week during the last week of September. In 2018, they were joined in this observation by Operation Lifesaver Canada, Therefore now, International Rail Safety Week occurs September 22nd through 28th in the year 2019. Please join me in raising awareness by observing International Rail Safety Week. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
For what purpose, the gentleman from Robinson, Representative Graham, rise.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In the absence of my seatmate, I'd like to do an inquiry with the chair.
Gentleman's recognized.
You mentioned we'll have votes tomorrow morning. Can you give us some idea of how long we'll be here tomorrow, what the schedule will be for tomorrow?
We'll try to keep us here as little as we can. The redistricting committee is going to go through its process today. I believe the map, my understanding is the maps were put online last night, and that process, of course, is going through being live streamed over there in the legislative office building. So I wanted to give the committee plenty of time to get its work done, but hopefully they'll resolve in enough time where staff can get all that condensed and put into a bill form. We'll stay around to make sure we receive the bill, but the intent is to take that bill up tomorrow. We may take up a couple of concurrence or non-concurrence matters there. I don't know of any controversy on those bills at this point, but that's all we're looking at.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Yes, sir. For what purpose, the gentleman from Chatham, Representative Reeves, rise.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, for an announcement.
Gentleman's recognized.
If any members of the Democratic caucus that are on redistricting will wait and meet with me in the back. I was going to tell us that we were going to meet, but I'm scared that we'll get accused of something. So if you'll just meet me in the back, I appreciate it.
Any further notices or announcements? If not, the gentleman from Harnett, Representative Lewis, recognized for motion.
Mr. Speaker, move the House adjourned to reconvene Friday, September 13th at 8:30 a.m., subject to the standard stipulation set forth in Rule 15.1.
Representative Lewis moves, seconded by Representative Torbett, that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Friday, September 13th at 8:30 a.m., subject to the standard stipulation set forth in Rule 15.1. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. Stand adjourned.
Reading of a representative statement. A representative statement encouraging the observance of Rail Safety Week in North Carolina. Whereas every year 2,100 North Carolinians are killed or seriously injured due to unsafe behavior around railroad tracks and trains. And whereas in 2018, the North Carolina Railway Grade Crossing crashes resulted in 12 fatalities and 24 injuries, and pedestrian railroad trespass incidents resulted in 19 fatalities and 11 injuries. And whereas many of these injuries and fatalities could have been prevented by increased public awareness of rail safety tips aimed at protecting drivers, pedestrians, and others from dangers existing at railroad crossings and on railroad property. And whereas there are a number of state and national programs dedicated to educating children and adults about the dangers of being on railroad and around railroad crossings and railroad property, including Be Rail Safe, the North Carolina Department of Transportation Statewide Railroad Safety Initiative, and Operation Life Saver Incorporated, a nonprofit public safety education and awareness organization. And whereas Operation Life Saver Incorporated is working in partnership with the United States Department of Transportation and other organizations to observe Rail Safety Week each year with the goal of raising awareness of needs for rail safety education, empower the general public to keep themselves safe from railroad grade crossings and railroad right of way. And whereas September 22nd through 28th, 2019 has been designated as Rail Safety Week in the United States, now therefore the North Carolina All North Carolinians are encouraged to make precautions throughout the year on and around railroad crossings and railroad property to help ensure the safety and safety of others, and to observe Rail Safety Week by taking advantage of the safety program and information provided by Be Rail Safe and Operation Life Saver Incorporated. A witness whereof the undersigned certifies that the foregoing statement was read in the House and placed upon a journal on the 12th day of September 2019, submitted by Representative John A. Torbett, James White, House Principal Clerk.